This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time is 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. There's Richie. There's Kenny. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few minutes to help us through the Thanksgiving meals, the indigestion, the acid, whatever else it is that you're going
through. The hangovers.
Yes, you have. Yeah, I suppose there's some.
Lots of hangovers on Thanksgiving.
Speaking of hangovers, I have been clobbered.
Yeah, by what?
With emails from people who are upset with me because I did not talk about Dancing with the Stars and the champion of season 19. Coming, the three celebrities we had talked about early in the week, there was a lot of trotting, or foxtrotting is probably more appropriate.
No, we can't have that.
Dancing with the Stars.
You've got all this little stuff going on around the country. Dancing with the Stars, that's right. Right there at the top of the list.
Of course it does. Let's get our priorities straight, Richie.
Absolutely. We apologize.
Season frontrunner Alfonso Ribeiro. Is that how you pronounce his name? Ribeiro?
Ribeiro, I think.
Ribeiro. Is that right?
Carl Ribeiro.
Ribeiro. No, I think it's
Carlton. Just call him Carlton. That's all you need, yeah.
Okay.
From the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Argentine, he's doing the cha-cha, the Argentine tango in the video I'm looking at right now. And his partner, Whitney Carson, apparently were all of the, they had all of the support from judges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, isn't it sweet? It tears down his face when you look at the video of this. I wanted to have this forever, and now I'm a champion. I got wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving, Alfonso. All right, elsewhere. As far as Thanksgiving is concerned, I think I asked you earlier this week to think about the gratitude that you have for people, places, things, ideas. I use the example of the gratitude collage that had been set up by a four-year-old for the rest of her family. The fellow who sent this along to me is actually a doctor, and I have a great fondness for him and his family. He thought this was a way for him to help other people create the right tone for Thanksgiving. Isn't that what Thanksgiving is supposed to be about? Gratitude? What are you grateful for? Last night we went to bed. Meredith and I picked out three things for which we are thankful. It's not a bad thing to do every day, not just at Thanksgiving time. Think about it. And the reason this doctor sent this around is because he said that he felt that people who expressed gratitude would more likely be healthier. I want to check that out with Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment or two. Other items of interest facing us with regard to Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend. Americans, this is, I'm not sure this is considered good news, because it's sort of, as you go into the holidays, you go into the holidays, you go into debt. So you'll be all happy to know that U.S. household debt by the end of the year will be ticking up to close to $12 trillion. This is not the government. This is not federal. This is not $17 trillion that the government is borrowing. This is $12 trillion that you have borrowed.
Well, right? Luckily, because of higher taxes and health care expenses,
yeah.
I will have less money to be able to pay my bills off this year.
Well, good for you. Congratulations, Richie.
I feel good.
So you'll be able to get
$300 less a month because of health care to be able to pay off my credit card.
Congratulations. Americans have increased their borrowing since summertime, taking out more new mortgages and adding to their credit card debt, their education loans, and more new cars have been sold on time. So, for the most part, consumers are not making more money, they are just borrowing more money, which is kind of, as I remember, what got us into the problems that led to 2008, if I remember that correctly.
Many people believe that America needs debt, that we run better on debt.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, in the last month alone, we've borrowed $78 billion more than we did the year before in the same time period. Right? Listen, Merry Christmas. Holiday gifts will be led by wearables, smartwatches, game consoles, streaming media players like Apple TV, Chromecast, among the top electronics purchased as gifts so far, according to a survey that's out today. This research firm sees high interest in DVRs, e-readers, motion controllers, MP3 players, and tablets. What's a motion controller, Kenny?
It's a device used when you're playing games that tracks how you move.
Really?
So your character will move the way you do on screen.
Really? It sounds kind of intricate. Is it?
No, you don't need to learn how to use a controller. There's no buttons. You just move and do what you want the character on the TV to do, and it does it.
Really? It's a little space-agey, isn't it?
It's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
The concern over Best Buy, because last year this time they were close to Chapter 11, weren't they? And Best Buy was not doing well. But they've seen same store sales increase already this season, almost 4%. And their profit is up. Same store sales up almost 4%. Online sales up 21% from last year. So they figured out how to get you to buy without going into the store. One wonders what's going to happen eventually. Will there be any stores left? You can make a good argument that stores will go away. Right?
Yeah.
Target's closing stores, and they're healthy. Best Buy says they have to plan. They're expanding their ship from store plan, which had been at 400 stores, now up to 1,400.
You know, we all love to ship to buy on Amazon and eBay, and we all love to get
that
tax-free stuff. But you know, you start looking at the effect on the brick and mortar, and it does make you think.
Dr. Ron Hoffman here in a moment to make us think about how to be healthy as we start our way through the holidays, and I want to ask him whether or not he agrees with my doctor friend that being full of gratitude will help your health. The mind-body-spirit connection, so to speak. 13 after on Good Day.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like an Epiphone Slash Les Paul, just $199. A Simmons electronic drum set, just $179. Or Martin acoustic guitar strings, 12 sets for $25. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets?
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here, one of the medical experts that I'm proud to have on the Good Day program. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter is something I read from top to bottom every week. You can sign up for it, too. It's free at drhoffman.com, drhoffman2fs.com. So you heard me talking about the mind-body-spirit connection and the suggestion from one of the doctors that I frequent. His daughter got him started thinking about gratitude, and then he went on to discuss how people who have displayed gratitude and are gracious in expressing their gratitude are usually healthier people. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, they've actually done some studies on this. And, you know, let me just say that, you know, gratitude, I think, is the true spirituality, because you can go to church, synagogue, or mosque all you want, and you may not be a truly spiritual person. There are people who never set foot inside a house of worship, and yet they have an attitude of gratitude every day. They say, I am thankful for what I have.
Yep.
And they truly believe it. And these, I think that's true spirituality. But they've done studies on this. In one study, they had people journal, and they would, one group wrote down what they were thankful for every day for several weeks. Another group wrote what they were irritated about for several weeks. And another group just wrote what was happening. And what they found is the group that noted their thankfulness, their gratitude, had improved mood, improved well-being, and better health. So, I mean, obviously, it suffuses the cells of your body with good energy when you express gratitude. There's something to it.
All right, there is a survey, I don't know, the drug industry has announced that it's going to, well, as the year comes to an end, I was looking at some of the drug makers and how they have merged with other drug makers and trying to look at the plans. There have been $438 billion worth of mergers and acquisitions among drug companies this year. What the heck does that do for the cost that we pay for drugs?
Well, you know, what it means is that the drug approval process, the research process is so expensive. And what it's going to do is it's going to quash innovation. You know, you need like a small, unwieldy, nimble company to come up with new ideas. I think we're going to see more conformity, less new ideas, and the cost of drugs, unfortunately, mounting because this is frankly monopolistic.
Right. There's fewer. It's the same in any business.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Prices go up, and then the insurance companies don't pay. Rich has a story from his experience and his family, what he has to do. He's in a company that has 37 employees. Their cost per family, $300 more a month this year than last year, higher deductible, and all for what? I wonder if you find that. Does that mean that fewer people will go to the doctor, and therefore our health, instead of being better, according to what we were told, if we enact this, health will not be as good?
Very much so. I think people are going to just, you know, less preventive medicine, less, you know, people will come at the last minute. And this whole thing about, you know, we're going to reduce dependency on emergency rooms, more and more people are going to land in emergency rooms with serious advanced problems because it's too late.
All right, what advice do you have for the usual eating too much? What happens if you're uncomfortable, indigestion, a lot of heart attacks happen after Thanksgiving meals? What's the scoop from your perspective?
Well, A, you know, pick a drink and then stick to it. Don't mix drinks. Have some food with your alcohol, and also hydrate, and drink, alternate. Have a spritzer once in a while instead of, like, you know, straight highball of
that's good advice.
Bourbon.
Right. So Jack Daniels and then Mountain Dew. Is that what you're saying?
No, Mountain Dew won't help you much. It's full of sugar and caffeine.
Yeah. Just a glass of water then, maybe.
There you go.
Dr. Ron Hoffman with us on Good Day.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So I said to Richie when he was queuing this up a few moments ago, I still get goosebumps whenever I hear it. For me, this is the theme for the Tonight Show. I don't know what Jay Leno used, never paid any attention to it, didn't grab me. What Fallon uses, who knows, who cares. This was the theme for the Tonight Show. And so we use that as an entree into our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, which features Johnny and Doc in a classic clip. Johnny and Doc talking about what they're going to do for Thanksgiving. You got to watch the video. But anyway, it's classic. It's fun to listen to the audio too.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the field, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
What's your problem? Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings.
That was one of the things we really thought about.
What?
Wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
But she's still stuffing the turkey
with money. Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
Well, I always used to say, you can have turkey. I don't like turkey that much.
Yeah.
I said, I love lasagna. She calls up every year at Thanksgiving and says, are you having your lasagna?
They don't forget, do they?
No.
I'm sorry about that. Well, we're having a...
You didn't answer the question.
What, are we having turkey?
Yeah.
No, I don't help. I don't know about that stuff.
Be careful. Those turkeys, they'll catch you.
I couldn't go out. You know, in the Midwest, it's serious enough. And when you grow up out there, I could never go out. And some of the kids would have to get a pet turkey. At the end of the year, you get attached and you can't go out.
A pet turkey?
A pet. A pet, you know, they're not...
I mean, yeah.
They're not very nice birds to begin with. Turkeys are not your...
They're terrible looking things.
They're terrible looking, they're noisy as hell, and they're mean birds.
They are.
But kids would get them, you know. Now you got to go out there and kill them. You couldn't do that.
They deserve it.
What?
They deserve it. Anything that ugly should die. As you can see, I'm not too crazy about Thanksgiving. No, you really aren't, are you? I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
That's right. And you'll be out there writing the checks. Spending for the stuffing, huh?
You will have written yours the day before.
That's right. Mine's already in the mails.
And Ed went to deliver his personally.
Oh, what does he know? Tie is skew and nose aglow. Okay.
Sorry, losing it back. Oh, my God.
But you're having an awful lot of fun up here, folks. Now,
I'm just going
all right. That's great stuff. There's nothing that has ever beaten what those guys could do. The chemistry with all of them was so great. So check out our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So there you are, watching TV or the radio or in a stadium, and your favorite team is losing. By the way, they're not only losing, they're losing by a lot, and they don't have a chance to catch up. Now, what do you do? Do you walk away from that TV set? Do you leave the stadium? No! You continue to root for them. You want them to do the best that they possibly can, because there might even be a chance, and it has happened before, that they'll actually come back and win. You never give up on them. But you know what? Many of us, the moment we begin to lose, what do? We give up. We walk away. We walk out. We do not give ourselves encouragement. We do not energize ourselves. If we do that for losing players that we don't even know, we need to transfer that skill and do it for ourselves. So anytime you feel like you're losing, cheer yourself up and get into the game. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Somebody named Lena.
Oh, all right. 888-302-3684. Put you in touch with us here on the Good Day program. May we wish you a happy and healthy and fruitful Thanksgiving, not only during the day, but for the weekend and maybe for the rest of the year. And maybe you'll just start off the new year feeling better about yourself, your surroundings, maybe things that have happened this past year. Maybe affected you directly or indirectly, but you remember the good things and discount the bad things. Let's hope for that. Our thought for the day today, until you make peace with who you are, you'll never be content with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I'll repeat it. Until you make peace with who you are, you'll never be content with what you have. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. You know how popular the car talk show was with Click and Clack, with
sure.
Abbott Brothers?
Yeah.
And one of the brothers died. I thought we ought to steal that idea, Richie, and begin a new service to the people listening to this program and others who are missing car talk.
Sure, what are you thinking?
Car talk. Honda Motor Company in the news this week.
Yeah.
Failing to notify regulators of thousands of claims of injuries and deaths related to accidents in its vehicles. Honda was at one point the number one car maker, has been back and forth, number two, number three position with Toyota and General Motors. The automaker has acknowledged this week in a statement that its count of underreported claims came from a third-party audit. Oh, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Honda.
Plausible deniability always works.
Cited various. Well, the Japanese do this. The Japanese, that's what the Japanese do. That's how they run their business.
We take great honor in covering up deaths due to the results of our product.
Well, they don't take credit for, they don't do that.
1,729 injuries or deaths.
Yeah. In accidents in their cars. Various errors related to data entry are the problem. It used an overly narrow interpretation of its legal reporting requirements. So they'll get fined big time.
So between the years of 2003 and 2014, they reported that there were 900 injuries or deaths.
Half as many.
When it was actually 1,729.
Yeah. And they get sued. Well, if they didn't get sued before, you can be sure they're going to get sued now. Anybody who's got a Honda. So what is this? When this information comes forth about the quality of the safety of cars, I'm right now trying to figure out what I want to do.
This will do nothing because it has no specific imagery attached to it.
No.
Everybody can picture an airbag exploding in their face and it snapping their neck off. Okay,
right.
The most recent one of these things.
Yeah.
Everybody can picture their floor mat getting stuck around the gas pedal and then driving off a cliff or okay, that will scare people to death.
Thelma, that's a scene from the last moments of Thelma and Louise.
Right.
This pushes them into a more modern car.
They should have been driving a Toyota.
Yeah, right.
So what you got here is just numbers,
mm-hmm.
and it won't do anything.
One of the things that I love about Richie is his knowledge about car business. He was in the car business for, I don't know what that says for the radio business, because he came from the car business right to the radio business.
I just tell people the only thing that changed was the product. The people are the same.
Color of pants.
The way people dress, the way people act, the way radio people and car people and lawyers are all the same.
Car Talk Part 2. U.S. electric car maker Tesla Motors is talking to BMW about a collaboration for batteries and components. Elon Musk, who's the man that came up with the Tesla, most successful non-carbon, what's the internal combustion engine?
Right.
Most successful car ever without an internal combustion engine. It is sleek. It is smart.
It's cool.
It is stylish. As I was starting to say, I'm trying to figure out what to do because I can't keep driving this old Mercedes around. And I'm trying to find something else
I'd like to drive. BMW and Tesla are in little chit-chats to see whether they should partner up on some cars.
Yeah, right. So is that something? I don't know. I'm not going to.
That's interesting.
But it is interesting because they both can serve each other well, it would seem to me. BMW has a quality product. I think in that league, Audi, BMW, Mercedes, to an extent, have the same sort of quality product, don't you? The upper end, even the Audi is a lot. Say it again, Doug. The Audi is a lot less expensive for their top of the line car than is the BMW. They price themselves, and Mercedes is crazy. You know that?
You know,
there's one model of
VWs.
Why? What's wrong with that?
The price of VWs is sky.
Is it really?
You might as well buy the Audi.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's the same thing, basically.
They're nuts. Yeah, they are. It's like an Oldsmobile and a Cadillac.
Right. Come out of the same plants. Just less. By the way, that reminds me, final item of interest here, the Buick. I'm very impressed with how they look, what I hear about how they run. I think they've become the best thing that General Motors has going for it. The Chevrolet is a good. When I rent cars, which is always when I'm in Los Angeles pretty much, or when I travel around, I like the Chrysler 200 and 300, and I try to rent them. If I don't, I usually just take a Chevy Impala, and they're just a very good, solid, intermediate car. They have done a good job with Chevys. And I think that the Buick, though, stands, and my point here is, it sort of stands out.
It's a good-looking car.
From the rest of what General Motors has.
But Jennifer would tell us that we're old guys.
Well,
and that the Buick is still an old guy car.
Really?
But
what was the ad? Was it the ad? It was not your father's Oldsmobile, though.
That was your father's Oldsmobile. That's right.
Well, that didn't work because Oldsmobile's not around anymore. But the Buick is, Buick was basically an old man's car. You're right. I had a Buick Electra. I had two Buicks when I was a kid.
Deuce and a quarter? 225?
I had a 225
when
I was 25 years old. And I had the Grand Prix first. Then I bought a Buick Wildcat.
Yep.
And then I bought a Buick Electra 225.
Big old boat.
Oh, my God.
Love
big
them.
Tank.
Had a bunch of them.
Yeah. I mean, as a single guy, what kind of was going through my mind?
The convertibles.
Yeah.
The best.
Ah. Well, those old Oldsmobile. What'd you have, Kenny?
I had a hand-me-down Buick Sport Wagon when I was in high school.
Really?
Sport Wagon.
Yeah.
Somebody chiseled those emblems off of the Sport and glued them onto the wagon. A Sport wagon.
It was 1983, and the car was made in 1972.
Chevy Chase.
Envy of all my friends.
Yeah, you were Chevy Chase on vacation.
All right. You know, my son always wanted was on the Chevy Camaros. I had one when he was a kid on the farm. And they were a piece of junk, but they were fun to sort of ride in. And in those days, you could ride in the back. And, you can't ride in the back of a pickup truck anymore. It's against the law.
Yeah.
Because supposedly it's unsafe. I got stopped last year. I was in the back. The kids were, I don't know who I was, one of the kids was driving the truck back, and the front was full. I said, nah, just ride in the back. We come back from the hayfield. And I get, we get pulled over.
And you don't see that as unsafe? You don't see riding in the back of a pickup truck as unsafe?
Like, but you've been riding in the back of a pickup truck all my life. I'm still here, aren't I?
No. Well.
It's just another guy. If you're stupid enough to do stupid stuff in the back, then, that's different. But you have to have the government tell you not to be in the back of the truck?
Yeah, point taken.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it can be. I'll always remember my cousin getting thrown around in the back of a pickup truck and getting two of her teeth knocked out.
Well.
Because her dad was a little
smart.
Stupid.
There's a story at DougStephan.com today about a salmonella outbreak in 10 states that has been linked to raw bean sprouts. How about the federal government getting involved in this? 63 people have apparently been sickened by the contaminated produce. From the end of September to the beginning of November.
So much for eating healthy.
Yeah, well, that's what
the How many people got poisoned at McDonald's last week?
None. Well, how many people died from eating that crap last week? Let's see. Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Montana, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. The name of the product is wonton. The sprouts are from Brooklyn-based Wonton Foods. They supply a lot of the restaurants and wonton. I mean, this is Chinese food, basically, right, Kenny? Isn't that what this is? Well, we have sprouts like this would be, and with a name like wonton, where are they delivering that to? It's not going to Luigi's spaghetti parlor, right?
No.
Where'd Kenny go?
I have a feeling that this is on the high from the Chinese government.
Really?
And it's just another way of attacking Americans, right?
Wow. I never thought of that, Richie. I have to remember that. Okay, no wonton soup for me on Thanksgiving. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kenny and Richie and I are here to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. This is from the Doug Ying and Yang department. Are you on the Ying first or the Yang?
What do you like? I always like the Yang.
The Yang, or Yank in this case, is from the...
I said Yang.
Ying. You said Ying?
Yes.
I thought you said Yang.
No.
Kenny, did you say Ying first or
Yang? Yang. Give me the Yang.
No, the Ying. Ying or Yang?
I want the Ying.
Kenny, what do you want? Ying or Yang?
Let's go with the Ying.
Ying! Okay. The Supreme Court this week has agreed to hear a challenge to emission limits set last year by the White House. That's the Ying. Supreme Court hearing a challenge to emission limits. Does that stop the White House and the Yang part of this? No. You've heard me talk about the 3,415 regulations that are coming out this week. The number one most controversial one is a regulation to curb the smog-causing ozone pollutants from power plants and factories because they say it is linked to asthma, heart disease, and premature deaths. Like that was the only thing that was in the way of you living to be 258 years old. If we don't have emissions, you'll live forever. Pretty much that's what you get out of reading this report. So on one hand, they're releasing more regulations.
Thank goodness for the government.
And at the same time, the Supreme Court is agreeing to hear challenges to similar emissions that were out of last year's bucket of...
It's kind of like when when the Ag Department was attacking these small family farmers.
Yeah.
At the same time that Michelle Obama was supporting Touting. Local farms,
right,
and,
exactly.
And yeah. Getting the garden grown.
Yeah. They don't think anybody pays attention, apparently, to what's going on one way or another. Let's see here. ISIS and their money. People keep asking, how are these guys... stay in business. Where's the money coming from? Because we cut off their ability to sell the oil. All the money that they got from robbing the banks is gone. So how are they making their money? Do you believe
they bought Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants?
Well, that may be one of the things they've done, but they also, so far this year, have taken in $45 million in ransom payments.
Ah.
$45 million in ransom payments this year alone for the boys and girls.
That's a drop in the bucket.
$45 million, well, to you maybe, not to me.
I mean, compared to the money that they were getting selling oil.
Wow. No, they were bringing $120 million a week.
Right.
For oil, and that's all dried up.
But $45 million is nothing.
But the reason I brought it up is because who's heard of these ransoms? I haven't heard anything about these ransoms being paid.
When I first started going to Colombia, I mean, there would be three people abducted a week.
Yeah, but
and
Richie,
put up a ransom. And it's chicken money.
I know,
compared to
think about
what they were getting.
What we hear... We hear only about the beheadings. They ask for how many people must there be stashed away over there if they can collect $45 million from various
sources. Why are they beheading people when they're worth much more with their head on and you can sell them back to whoever they came
from? Well, because mostly the people that are beheaded aren't getting paid for, and that's why they're beheading them. And then you don't hear that in the story either. All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You know, Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb.
Edison.
And when asked about it, he said, "I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb, but you only need to find one way to make it work."
You don't need someone crazy, but one step short of crazy, what do you get?
Obsessed.
Passionate.
To the men who did what was considered wrong in order to do what they knew was right.
I know this movie.
That movie was the number one movie during this week in 2004. The movie was themed by Trevor Rabin. This is an instrumental called The Chase. It comes from the movie National Treasure. It There ought to be another one of these in the works somewhere.
There ought to be 20 more of these.
Yeah, these are great.
Good fun.
Yeah, good stuff. So anyway, the movie was number one, as I said, during this week in 2004. Starting next week, I think we're going to have a lot of Christmas music and Christmas movies in our focus, and that'll be cool. Meanwhile, let's get to the matter at hand. What movies are coming out this weekend? Are there any today? Because oftentimes when there's a holiday weekend, they bring out the movies Wednesday rather than on Friday. I thought it was interesting to note, Richie and Kenny, that the Cowardly Lion costume from The Wizard of Oz, one of the other items that sold this week at auction in New York, was three. We were talking earlier about the piano from
Casablanca
that sold for $2.9 million. The costume worn by Burt Law in The Wizard of Oz went for $3 million. Authenticated as the one worn. You got to remember the certificate of authenticity.
Costume a few years ago?
Yeah.
Did $1 million.
Yeah.
And apparently they found this costume, like, stuffed in a box somewhere.
Yep, right. Yeah. So it had been authenticated. Anyway, really pretty interesting to see what this stuff is worth. All right. In a moment, we're going to run through what movies are around. Penguins of Madagascar.
That's funny stuff.
And then that... Not Dumb and Dumber, but what's the big boss
Horrible
is bad
bosses
about that
too.
Okay, so that's coming up. Kenny and Richie and Doug.
We're also going to tell you what actress Joni Mitchell would not let play her in her biopic.
All right, up next here on Good Day.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time. Because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
All right, for my part in this, Penguins of Madagascar opening in theaters today and the weekend, we'll see a lot of families obviously bringing their children.
Those penguins are funny dudes.
This is funny. I guess the theme here is they have to thwart a genetic researcher's plan to rid penguins of their cuteness. Dastardly. Right? That's horrible. Right.
They're funny characters.
Yeah. All right. So there's that movie. Kenny, what's the word on Bosses? What is it? Bad Bosses 2?
Horrible Bosses 2.
Is the movie horrible? Is that part of the title, or are you just saying it's a horrible movie?
Well, the first one did very well, but this one is getting really bad, really, really bad reviews.
Mm-hmm. Who's in it? The same guys.
Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, it's got a good cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. All right. And what about, I'm just clicking back to what I was looking at a few minutes ago. The suggestion by this one reviewer is that it was dumber than Dumb and Dumber 2. Didn't say it was worse than, because Dumb and Dumber 2, a lot of people have said, was actually pretty funny. Right? That was out
and
last week.
Making a lot of money.
I don't care. I'm still going to go see it.
Well, I was
so
half
stupid.
Thinking I would. I'm a fan of Jeff Daniels, guy, and I was thinking maybe I would go.
But you don't like Jim Carrey, and in this character, you will hate him, but you will laugh. Uh-huh. You will laugh.
Okay, now what's the story with who?
So Joni Mitchell had a biography written about her, which she did not cooperate for.
Yeah.
But apparently it's getting made into a movie.
Right.
And she had heard that Taylor Swift was tentatively cast to play her in the movie.
True.
And she says, I squelched that.
Really?
All you've got here with this girl is high cheekbones and a lot of gossip.
Slammer. A little slammer dammer. All right. Well, Thanksgiving movies abound during the day, and that'll be cool. So enjoy your Thanksgiving in front of the television set after you've eaten too much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.